Triple Team Traffic, let's take you back to KSL's Traffic Center and Eric Butler.
We are seeing some decent speeds now as you move from South Salt Lake to the South Interchange on I-15, but then you drop to probably about 20 miles below the speed limit as you move into the Midvale area. Northbound is starting to get a lot better from the South Interchange up towards South Salt Lake. We do have a little bit more slowing right now as you move past the I-80-201 turnoffs and you head up towards 1300 South. Not sure what's happening up there. Further up the road, we do have an accident as you go on the exit ramp to go westbound on I-80. Dave Meekum.
Just one minor delay in Utah County. Now that's southbound I-15, right at about 1500 north. It's just going to be a brief delay. And then when you get out of that, it's going to be a nice drive southbound throughout the rest of Utah County. The delays we had northbound on I-15 in the north end of Utah County are gone. Mark?
And it continues to be a bit of an improvement rolling up from where we had some big delays heading into South Salt Lake. So now all of the traffic north of downtown and into Davis County looks much better, save for the stretch of heavy traffic. No surprise between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Seriously overflowing traffic continues on Highway 89 up to Fruit Heights and Kaysville. And then we're still a little bit heavy on the lane restrictions, causing heavy traffic on northbound I-15 right about the far west area. This traffic report brought to you by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters located two blocks west of LaVell Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.